The command center in the battle for clarity and truth. Harrison Smith invites you to the War Room.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of the War Room is on. We're going to talk to you here. To start us off, here's a conversation between Piers Morgan and Professor Jeffrey Sachs.
You seem very reliant on accepting Putin's worldview rather than perhaps the stark reality of the barbarism with which he's executed this war.
Yeah, maybe because I know too much about the United States, because the first war in Europe after World War II was the U.S. bombing of Belgrade for 78 days to change borders of a European state. The idea was to break Serbia, to create Kosovo as an enclave, and then to install Bondesteel, which is the largest NATO base in the Balkans, in the Southwest Balkans. So the U.S. started this under Clinton, that we will break the borders, we will illegally bomb another country. We didn't have any U.N. authority. This was a, quote, NATO mission to do that. Then I know the United States went to war repeatedly, illegally, in what it did in Afghanistan, and then what it did in Iraq, and then what it did in Syria, which was the Obama administration, especially Obama and Hillary Clinton, tasking the CIA to overthrow Bashar al-Assad, and then what it did with NATO illegally bombing Libya to topple Muammar Gaddafi, and then what it did in Kiev in February 2014. I happened to see some of that with my own eyes. The U.S. overthrew Yanukovych together with right-wing Ukrainian military forces. We overthrew a president. And what's interesting, by the way, is we overthrew Yanukovych the day after the European Union representatives had reached an agreement with Yanukovych to have early elections, a government of national unity, and a stand down of both sides. That was agreed. The next thing that happens is the opposition, quote unquote, says, we don't agree. They stormed the government buildings and they deposed Yanukovych. And within hours, the United States says, yes, we support the new government. It didn't say, oh, we had an agreement. That's unconstitutional what you did. So we overthrew a government, contrary to a promise that the European Union had made. And by the way, Russia, the United States, and the EU were parties to that agreement. And the United States, an hour afterwards, backed the coup. Okay, so everyone's got a little bit to answer for. In 2015, the Russians did not say, we want the Donbass back. They said peace should come through negotiations. And negotiations between the ethnic Russians in the east of Ukraine and this new regime in Kiev led to the Minsk II agreement. The Minsk II agreement was voted by the UN Security Council unanimously. It was signed by the government of Ukraine. It was guaranteed explicitly by Germany and France. And you know what? And it's been explained to me in person. It was laughed at inside the U.S. government. This is after the UN Security Council unanimously accepted it. The Ukrainians said, we don't want to give autonomy to the region. Oh, but that's part of the treaty. The U.S. told them, don't worry about it. Angela Merkel explained in Die Zeit, in a notorious interview after the 2022 escalation. She said, oh, you know, we knew that Minsk II was just a holding pattern to give Ukraine time to build its strength. No. Minsk II was
Why would they trust us with any further treaties in the future? We openly admit that we signed treaties as deception to defeat them.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Join Harrison Smith in the War Room, the council chamber for the discussions that define our time.
Say live and let die.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of the War Room is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in today for Owen Schroyer. We got a lot to talk about in this last hour, including a breaking story from New York Times about Biden threatening to basically reorganizing the nuclear strategy. Here's how it's being reported online. If I can find the exact post here, we'll read the story from the New York Times. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, including the closing of the Russian Orthodox Church in Ukraine, as well as what's happening in UK as their censorship takes truly unimaginable form, where they're going all in on censorship in a truly insane way. They're now saying extreme misogyny will be treated as terrorism. Anti-abortion activity will be treated as terrorism. Watching a riot happen outside your house, you'll be arrested and imprisoned. Yelling at a police dog will get you thrown in prison. And by the way, they're on purpose sending these, patriotic free speech prisoners into jails entirely controlled by Muslim gangs. And they're laughing about it. Laughing about the fact that some of these people being sent to prison for Facebook posts, they're being delivered a capital punishment. They'll be killed for that Facebook post. And the establishment is fine with that. Yeah, we'll show you that too. First, this New York Times post, Biden approved secret nuclear strategy refocusing on Chinese threat. Biden approved in March a highly classified nuclear strategic document for the United States that for the first time reorients America's deterrent strategy to focus on China's rapid expansion in its nuclear arsenal. Basically, there's this nuclear game plan that the government has that they sort of refurbish every 4 years or so on average. The document is so highly classified, there are no electronic copies, only a small number of hard copies delivered to a few national security officials and Pentagon commanders. But in recent speeches, this article says, two senior administration officials were allowed to allude to the change in carefully constrained single sentences ahead of more detailed, unclassified notification to Congress expected before Mr. Biden leaves office. Quote, the president recently issued updated nuclear weapons employment guidance to account for multiple nuclear armed adversaries, says Vipin Narang, an MIT nuclear strategist who served in the Pentagon. And in particular, he added, the weapons guidance accounted for the significant increase in size and diversity of China's nuclear arsenal. In the past, the likelihood that American adversaries would coordinate nuclear threats to outmaneuver America's nuclear arsenal seemed remote, but the emerging partnership between Russia and China and the conventional arms North Korea and Iran are providing to Russia and the war in Ukraine have fundamentally changed Washington's thinking. So, let me clarify here. The emerging threats that they're now dealing with are their own fault, just so we're perfectly clear. Things didn't just change. This didn't just happen. Russia and China didn't just decide to start cooperating and rattling the nuclear saber all of a sudden. We just saw Jeffrey Sachs lay out a timeline of how we got to this point. But even in just the last 3 years, we've seen America go from being at war only in Afghanistan because, you know, we'd been there for 20 years and we're so deeply rooted in that country that it was like impossible to extricate us. And when we did, it was a total disaster brought to us by Biden. But when Trump left office, other than the, you know, continuing to deal with the far too long Afghanistan war, we weren't even at odds with any other country. Trump was shaking hands with Kim Jong-un. China was backing down. Russia was still attempting to solve things in Ukraine diplomatically. It's been in the last 4 years, 3 years really, that we've gone from, for all intents and purposes, world peace, with ISIS destroyed and America not at war with anybody, to now under nuclear threat from multiple nuclear-armed opponents, Russia and China, collaborating together, out of necessity because of the ill-advised sanctions that we put on Russia. Everything that's happening now is a direct consequence of the action of the American administration, taking us from a relatively safe, war-free time period under Trump to existential threat of nuclear annihilation in 3 short years under Joe Biden. None of this existed before his weakness put us in this position. President Putin of Russia has repeatedly threatened the use of nuclear weapons against Ukraine, including during a crisis in October 2022 when Mr. Biden and his aides, looking at intercepts of conversations between senior Russian commanders, feared the likelihood of nuclear use might rise to 50% or even higher. Just insane. Again, from Mr. Narang, quote, "It is our responsibility to see the world as it is, not how we hoped or wished it would be," Mr. Narang said as he was leaving the Pentagon. "It is possible that we will one day look back and see the quarter century after the Cold War as a nuclear intermission. The new challenge is the real possibility of collaboration and even collusion between our nuclear-armed adversaries," he said. You see the way it's framed? See the way it's framed that this is just happening? That we're just responding to things that are taking place? Is there ever an inclination to look back at our behavior and wonder if what we did made things worse and how maybe we can not do those things in the future? And if not, why not? Is it because this was the intended effect? Is it because the desires of the international intelligence community, the New World Order, whatever you want to call it, the intention is in fact to start a third world war in order to fully destroy, crush the last remnants of resistance to their program in the West, like spiking the cannon before moving out of one fort and into another? They've gotten all they can out of the United States. Now our power and influence is less important than our resistance to their program, than our fundamental and foundational beliefs in free speech and freedom from coercion or control. And so now we're a hindrance rather than a benefit, and so they're destroying us quite openly. Because otherwise you would maybe not do the things that led us down this path. If you didn't want this to be the case, then you wouldn't have acted like you've acted for the last several years. There was opportunity to solve Ukraine diplomatically. Didn't take it. There was a way to confront Russia without forcing them into the arms of China. Didn't do it. There's a way to continue our prosperity without selling out all of our manufacturing to East Asian countries. We didn't take that path either. Yeah, it's not just like a talking point. It's not just a thing to say that like we're less safe under the Democrats. Under the Democrats, for just a few years, we have gone from not having any legitimate or threatening world power opposed to us, to having our two greatest and most powerful adversaries working hand in hand and running training missions over our Alaskan territory. Do y'all know this, by the way? Russia and China have been flying bombing missions as training out of Russia's northernmost base, with Chinese bombers escorted by Russian fighter jets flying into Alaskan airspace and having to be escorted out by U.S. jets in a show of not just power, but cooperation. The bombers they're sending, by the way, are nuclear capable. So, again, we went from no conflict with Russia and China to Russia and China cooperating on faux bombing raids, nuclear bombers being escorted, Chinese bombers, Russian jets flying over Alaska and having to be confronted by the American Air Force. But like you don't just run a nuclear bomber out of an airport on a whim. It takes months of cooperation. The fact that we've gotten to this point means the military cooperation between Russia and China is extremely well developed and advanced. But don't vote for Trump because he might get us into World War III. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being a Democrat right now? It's unimaginable. To me, personally, unimaginable. I truly wonder how many people are going to be taking advantage of Russia's offer for safe haven. I'll tell you, if I was in the UK, I probably would be looking at this. Again, this came out yesterday. Russia offers safe haven for people trying to escape Western liberal ideals. Under the document, such foreign nationals would have the right to apply for temporary residence in Russia outside the quota approved by Russian government and without providing documents confirming their knowledge of the Russian language, Russian history, or basic laws. Hey, look, an actual asylum program for people that are actually being oppressed and discriminated against by their government. You know, like the UK, despising their own people. And that has just gone on and on, by the way. It's getting so much worse. And we've shown before the comparison between the number of people thrown in prison for speech, and it's like 10 times the number of people in the UK have been imprisoned for their speech than in Russia, despite having a significantly smaller population. So we're fighting Russia to defend democracy. Political activism is being criminalized in the UK with what could and sometimes does amount to a death penalty. Again, what's happening in the UK is horrifying, and understand that it's coming here if we don't do something to stop it. The First Amendment is hanging on by a thread at this point, and they may do it by outsourcing tyranny to the UK. That's perfectly reasonable, right? The UK is saying they're threatening to extradite Americans for violating UK law about speech. And I can see the American government going along with that. They outsource their surveillance and censorship to big tech because they're, you know, constitutionally not allowed to do that. They're constitutionally prevented from censoring. So instead, they just reach out to their friends at Facebook and say, hey, take this guy down, or hey, give us this guy's information. You know, if we had to apply for a warrant, we'd never get one, but you've got the server, so hand it over. And they do. They cooperate. So they outsource their surveillance and censorship to private companies. Why wouldn't they outsource their surveillance and censorship to foreign nations? We know they do that too. We know that they wanted to spy on Donald Trump, weren't allowed to because he's an American citizen. So they reached out to their Five Eyes partners in the UK and said, you spy on Trump and tell us what you find. There's little workarounds of the Constitution, little ways to circumvent our God-given rights and the restrictions of our government. So they may do that too. So it's coming here. It's horrifying. They're saying that extremism includes opposing abortion, insulting Islam or Allah. You don't have to actually threaten anybody. You don't have to actually hurt anybody. You don't even have to lie or know that you're lying or say anything false or anything threatening or anything about race. Yesterday we covered a guy who was thrown into jail for saying, "Where are you, Southport? Get out on your streets." Right? Which I see as a call to protest. Get out there. You know, pump those numbers. Show you're not happy with the fact that your children are being stabbed to death. 2 years in jail for posting, "Get out on the streets." And again, one of the craziest parts about this is the fact that these people who are being sent to prison for Facebook posts or for being on the sidewalk while riots are happening are being sent into prisons that are run by Muslim gangs. UK government scouring social media to arrest people for sharing harmful riot footage regardless of intent. Yeah. People might think they're not doing anything harmful, but we'll decide. But we will decide if the videos of things happening on your street in your neighborhood are illegal to share. I don't know how you can see this happening and not recognize that not only did InfoWars tell you this is what the like, this is what lies at the end of the road. This is where we're headed. This is what they want. This is what they're doing. But understand how it plays into the wider agenda of destroying the very ability to stand up against authority. It's all about control. And it's all about identifying and eliminating people with the potential to stand up against you. And it's happening in the UK to a mind-blowing degree. Here's Sky News, clip number 8, implying that if you go to prison for a Facebook meme, there's a pretty good chance you're not going to come out again. Let's go to clip 8 here, Sky News.
And people are being told that if they do appear, whether they're pleading guilty or not guilty, they're very unlikely to get bail. And if they do end up in prison, somebody who knows about these things told me that, you know, any right-wing, far-right protester landing up in jail, they can expect a pretty cold reception from what he says are Asian gangs inside prison who will be looking out for them.
So, I mean, it's basically the same thing that's happening on the streets, but it's happening in prison to an even greater degree. In other words, you've got British protesters not committing violence, getting attacked by police, thrown on the ground, handcuffed, and sentenced to prison, while you have gangs of Muslim men with swords and bats going around beating up random white people, and they're not even mentioned, let alone confronted by the police, who literally stand there in line and let them do it. So this is the really, like obvious, right in your face way that this whole paradigm is meant to occur. They're bringing in violent foreigners who hate you and using them as their attack dogs and allowing them to do whatever they want to whoever they want. And if you stand up against them, it's you that will be sent to jail by the police. Just give you an idea of the atmosphere that these guys are being sent into. Right, these guys are being sentenced with these claims of like, he's a right-wing extremist white supremacist who wants all Muslims to die. Here's all your Muslim jailmates. Have fun with him. And this is not speculative. This has happened. There was a guy in the UK who, I guess as a prank, put bacon on the steps of a mosque. He was sent to prison and within 2 months had been beaten to death by Muslim inmates. For all intents and purposes, sentenced to death for putting a package of bacon on the steps outside of a mosque. Just search Muslim gangs UK prisons. You'll find headlines like this. Muslim gangs in UK jails beating prisoners until they convert to Islam. Muslim gangs in the UK are forcing prisoners to convert to Islam with threats and beatings. The tactics they use is to befriend somebody when they come in. If they don't convert, then they will start spreading rumors about them that the person is a snitch, informer, so they'll be ostracized. Then the beatings follow, said a non-Muslim inmate. Something like a third of the Muslims in UK prisons are white because The white guys go in. The Muslim gang is there to beat, harass, and intimidate them. And they basically convert rather than die. You know, the Muslim strategy for all of time. Muslims have won power battles between prison gangs, says Hero of London Bridge Attack. Muslim gangs have orchestrated a shift in the power balance in prisons throughout violence through violence and religious conversions, according to a convicted murderer who became a hero in the 2019 London Bridge terror attack. And he details about how these, you know, high security prisons in the UK are run entirely by Muslim gangs. And now, if you write something on Facebook, if you post a video of something happening, I don't know, outside your house, something maybe you filmed, a video you might think people want to see because it's Muslims attacking white people as a warning, here's what's going on, it doesn't matter. If you displease the authorities in the UK by not being sufficiently and appropriately cuckolded with, you know, if you're care about Britain too much, well, you'll be sent into a prison run by the people that hate you. And with the encouragement at this point of the UK government, who see you as dangerous domestic terrorist threats to peace and prosperity worldwide. I mean, the Muslims, according to the, you know, media rhetoric, they'd be heroes for taking you out. You're Nazi. You're Hitler 2.0. Muslim gangs tell inmates convert or get hurt, and offer protection to new prisoners if they take up Islam. Prison gangs in the UK forcing inmates to convert to Islam with violence, a damning new report has found. Prisoners are missing out on protection if they end up behind bars and do not identify as Muslims. They were told convert or get hurt. Failure to identify as a Muslim means that, at best, the new prisoner would be denied protection from the dominant Muslim gangs on the wing, or at worst, a new prisoner would be subject to violence and intimidation from that same gang. And now you've got people going on Sky News and basically saying, yeah, this is part of the punishment. No, this is another added fear factor to silence you. Not only posting what you might think, you know, it doesn't matter what your intention is. It doesn't matter if you think you're reporting the truth, right? You see a news report saying a Muslim guy did something. You go, oh, wow, that's crazy. Retweet. And now, you know, you're thrown in prison. Yeah. Extremist who left bacon at mosque died in prison after drug overdose. No. He was beaten to death by Muslims. Here's the type of people that are being thrown into prison now. Bradley McCarthy, 34, of Knoll West, was sentenced on Tuesday to 20 months in prison for being, quote, racist and abusive towards protesters and shouting in a police dog's face. He shouted at a police dog, and he's now getting 20 months in the Muslim rape prison. A 15-year-old boy appeared at Bristol Magistrates Court, where he pleaded guilty to violent disorder in relation to the unrest. He'll be sentenced on the 25th of September. 15-year-old boy, sentenced for posts on the internet. And it goes on and on. And again, it's coming here. This is the purpose. This is why they brought all the Muslims in the first place. It actually gets even crazier than that, as they are essentially labeling every old building in the UK as being associated with colonialism and racism, and they're going to tear them down. It is crazy.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now, at a critical time going into this election, when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Smith invites you to the War Room, the command center in the battle for clarity and truth.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Tonight at 7 p.m., 1 hour after the end of this show, the Democratic National Catastrophe live coverage will begin at InfoWars.com/show. We'll be streaming on X at Real Alex Jones at InfoWars. You can follow me at Harrison H. Smith. I will be here with you for the first few hours. Chase Geyser is going to take over for me so I can get home and get to sleep so I can do the American Journal tomorrow morning. But make sure to tune in at 7 p.m. for exclusive live coverage of the DNC. We'll be taking your calls. We'll be covering the speakers and all the nonsense. I haven't taken your calls here on the War Room today, so I can save it for the live broadcast later tonight. So make sure to be following us and tuning in 1 hour after War Room goes down. And just another thing that we're doing to try to contribute in this ultimate contest for the future of America. And I hope that you can, at the very least, share the links and join us and share the information, share the stories, inform yourself, do your own research, and spread the word as best you can. But the best thing you can do to support us is, of course, go to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com supports everything that we do here. It keeps us utterly unrestrained. We've got no sponsors we have to worry about. We got no authority figure breathing down our neck. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And luckily, we've been able to not just survive, but thrive because of your support. And we ask you now more than ever to support us at InfoWarsStore.com, not just because it helps us stay on the air and fight the New World Order, but because the products are amazing. 25% off Bod Ease. That's one of my favorite products. Whole body support. The power of turmeric is really incredible for just your average aches and pains, your, you know, the inevitable failure of the human body at a certain age, but also for people who work out or have other sorts of sores. Bod Ease can be a fantastic product. 40% off vitamin C plus zinc. Vitamin C, again, one of those where it's just every couple of months there's some new story about some new function they discover vitamin C has in the body. And that's the thing about these products. You might not know that you're short on something, right? Unless you, I don't know, pay for some super expensive blood test or something. How are you going to know that you're tired all the time because of a shortage of this thing or that other vitamin? And it's not until you take these products, you're like, oh, that's what it was. Okay, I have so much more energy now. I must have been low on vitamin C, or I must have been whatever else. Like, everybody's experience is different. But you might have, you know, shortages of vitamins and minerals you don't even know. And once you try these supplements, it becomes apparent. I personally have been taking Nitric Boost on a daily basis. I didn't think I needed it. It's another thing. It's like, you think like, well, I'm a young man. I don't need to be supplementing. I eat healthily. I don't need to be supplementing. But then I just happen to have a bottle of Nitric Boost from shooting a commercial or something. I don't know. It was on my desk in American Journal. I thought, I'll take this, see how it goes. And now I take it every day. The energy is incredible. And that's the same with all of our products. Some are a little bit more subtle, you know. Some you have to take for a little bit, and then they sort of kick in. You start to realize the difference. Other ones, I mean, you see the difference that day. Nitric Boost is one of those. Survival Shield X2 and X3 is one of those as well. Again, I've told the story before, but it's like, for a while, you know, I do the morning show, but I have a problem with staying up late. So I was just always exhausted. As soon as the show was done, 3 hours of live TV, exercising the brain muscle. And I'd get done with the show, and I'd do the titles, and I would do, you know, the work that we need to after the show. And by noon, I was like, I got to take a nap. And I would take a nap in the afternoon. It was just like, well, look, I wake up early. I stay up later than I should. I work really hard. I got to take a nap. That's just the way it is. Seemed normal and natural. Then I started taking X3, and I'm just not tired anymore. I'm just not tired. Again, I'm not making medical claims. It might be different for you. But it's one of those things where it's like, oh, that wasn't normal. I wasn't supposed to have to take a nap every afternoon. That's because I was deficient in iodine, apparently. And once you make up for that, again, it's not like, you know, taking a shot of 5-hour energy and I'm like wiry and jumpy. It's just like at the end of the show, when typically I'd be needing a nap, I just wasn't tired. It's just one of those things. So, you know, you might think that I'm just getting older. These aches and pains come with age. No, it could be because you're deficient in something. Try some of our products and realize that you don't have to take a nap every afternoon, actually. Actually, you can sleep an hour less every night. There's lots of things that you learn about yourself when you start taking these supplements. Anyway, go to InfoWarsStore.com, not just because it keeps us on the air and in the fight, which it, of course, does and is extremely important for that reason, but importantly because we want you to be as healthy as humanly possible. Now, I want to talk about something that's been going on in Ukraine. And the headlines about this are kind of confusing and not exactly accurate. And I want to try to put this in a larger historical context and in context of the future plans of the New World Order in creating a one-world government with a corresponding and necessary one-world religion to go along with it. So the headline that you're seeing a lot is Ukraine bans Orthodox Church. And that's not exactly accurate. Ukraine is not banning Christianity, even though that's how some of the headlines are making it sound. This headline from Reuters puts it correctly. Ukraine adopts historic law to ban Russian-linked minority church. Okay, so it's not exactly right. It's not totally 100% on the nose, but they're banning the Russian Orthodox Church. And we can get into the nitty-gritty here of how exactly this happened. And we have the B-roll as well, clip 15, Ukraine voting to outlaw the Orthodox Church there. But as I understand it, the Ukraine Orthodox Church is the Russian Orthodox Church historically. So when Russia converted to Christianity, it was a prince or a king of the Kievan Rus. He was in Kiev. He converted to Christianity at a time when Russia and the surrounding areas were totally pagan, cooperating with the Byzantine Christian Empire as well as the Muslim empires. There were a lot of Swedes and Norsemen who had traveled down the river systems in Eastern Europe and settled those areas. And at the time, the biggest sort of metropolitan center was Kiev in Russia. And so when this king converted to Christianity, Kiev was the heart of the emergent, what became Russian Orthodox Church, because that same church that was founded in Kiev moved around a little bit and eventually ended up in Moscow. So why would you need a new Ukrainian church when the Orthodox Russian Church was founded in Kiev, started in Kiev, is as Ukrainian as it is Russian? And the answer is because Russia, the Russian government, is cooperating with the Russian church, and they're actually fairly well enmeshed in one another. And so the Ukraine chapters of the Russian Orthodox Church wanted to break away as an act of political separation from Russia. This didn't have to do with the Russian church being bad or something. It had to do with the Russian government being despised by the Ukrainian government and its controllers and wanting to weaken Russia and draw their people away from Russia. And so they created this schism in the Russian Orthodox Church. It wasn't a schism of religion. It's a schism of politics. And it's all in service of the eventual plan to merge the Orthodox and Catholic Church, again in preparation for merging those with the globalist factions of Islam and Judaism to create a one-world Abrahamic faith. And I'll expand on the other side.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already bestsellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name nitric boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkowitz and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. Reminder, tonight, 7 p.m., 1 hour after the close of the War Room, we will begin our live coverage of the Democrat national catastrophe. Tune in at Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars.com/show. We'll be streaming live on Band and Rumble as well. Make sure to tune in for that. I'm sure it'll be very fun. I'm sure it'll be very fun to mock the just ridiculous lies of the Democrats. But again, let's expand out a little bit. Let's take a look at what's going on in Ukraine. And obviously, the conflict with Russia was a long-planned and sought-out conflict. And you can see, especially with someone like Putin who has reigned in Russia for so long, when he is able to tell you stories about like five or six different presidents that he has interacted with, and how, you know, they got to have them. They got to have an enemy in their back pocket, right? They got to have a potential adversary to justify military expenditures, to justify black ops, you know, operations in different countries, justify censorship and surveillance. You got to have an enemy. You got to have somebody you're at war with. So time and time again, according to Putin, and this was from his interview with Tucker Carlson, he would be asking presidents of America, hey, can we just be a normal country now? Can we just join you guys? You know, we stopped being communists like 10 years ago. Can we just join the family of nations? Can we be a part of Europe? You know, we're a European nation. We have this great history. We're not communists anymore. There's no reason to, you know, keep us separate. Why don't we cooperate? Why don't we team up on certain things? And the presidents that he would talk to would say, it's a great idea. That sounds wonderful. Only to go have a little conversation for 5 minutes with whoever their boss is and come back going, it's not going to happen. We can't have it. Can't have it. And to Russia, they're like, but why not? And this is why. The reason is because we need you as an enemy. And not that there's a reason for it. Not that you're particularly despotic compared to any other country. Not that we have some sort of major ideological differences like capitalism versus communism. That doesn't exist anymore. There's no real reason for us to be at war with Russia, but it's convenient to have somebody that can be our, you know, geopolitical adversary to get all the benefits of war that the deep state appreciates. And then you had a different tactic that they took that's similar in construction to the typical modus operandi of the New World Order, which is offer rewards and benefits and positives for joining them willingly. And if you don't, then you get the boot, right? So you remember Hillary Clinton had the easy button or the whatever reset button. They went over to Russia and this is the reset button. And Lavrov is like, okay, thank you for the button. What are you doing here? And see, they wanted to have a reset. They wanted to pretend like they were welcoming Russia in, but of course, that was contingent on Russia adopting all of the suicidal policies of the West. Russia was not willing to do that, and so they went back to enemy camp, enemy category. Yeah, here's the button. Here's the embarrassing charade of American foreign policy. Just somebody, you know, Hillary Clinton, just this mass murdering psychopath, desperate for regime change in Russia, pretending that we're all just getting along. Now it's a reset button. We're friends now. And they're like, but we don't want our kids to cut off their genitals. And they're like, okay, you're enemies again. See, if you come along nicely, if you come along willingly, they'll reward you. Your economy will do better. You'll be given grants. Sanctions will be removed. So many good reasons to join. And if you don't, then they'll put a knife at your throat. That's just what they do. Okay? So Russia is preventing their plan from moving forward, the plan of the Antichrist. This has a lot to do with the power and influence of the Orthodox Church in Russia. And if you listen to Putin talk about anything, it's very clear that it's not clear that he's sincere, but he is seemingly very sincere in his faith and his, you know, cooperation and appreciation of the Russian Orthodox Church and his willingness to use Russia to fight back against the enemies of Christianity. In an interview with Tucker, he referred to people outside of Russia of the Russian Orthodox faith as, you know, my co-religionist. This is a major part of his identity and a part of the Russian identity. Now, the Ukraine church breaking away was particularly contentious because they had no right to break away from the Russian Orthodox Church. They were, from their founding, an integral part of the Russian Orthodox Church. But politically, that was inconvenient. They wanted to separate the people of Ukraine from the people of Russia. So for non-religious reasons, the Ukraine church wanted to break away from the Russian church. But the Russian patriarch didn't want to do that. In case you don't know, you know, the Orthodox Church doesn't have a pope. It's not a unified church in that regard. They don't have a single authority that has, you know, authority over all the other churches in the form of a pope. What they have is patriarchs that have areas that they control. You have a Russian patriarch, you have a patriarch in Constantinople, you got various patriarchs, and they're all totally independent and not subject to one another. Kirill, the Russian Orthodox Moscow patriarch, knew that this breakaway of the Ukrainian church was a political move, didn't want to allow it, did not allow it. Instead, it was allowed somehow by the patriarch in Constantinople. That doesn't make any sense. That's like somebody in Texas wanting to do something, the Texas governor saying no, and then the California governor saying, I give you permission. It's like you have no authority here. You have no authority to talk about or allow or disallow anything in my constituency. But that's what they did. And the suspicion is, and there's a lot to bear this out, is that the patriarch in Constantinople was maneuvered there and placed there in a position of authority by the New World Order to be treated and set up as a second pope to allow the breakaway church in Ukraine to break away from the Russian Orthodox Church. And they've talked about celebrating Mass and, in a real way, merging with the Catholic Church in 2025. Their plan is, in 2025, the Orthodox and the Catholic Church come to some sort of agreement, and they'll start to merge a little bit more. And it's not about the particular religions, it's about the particular denominations of those religions and whether they serve the New World Order and are being prepared, and their constituent, their followers, or you know, people that go to these and attend these religious services, if they are being primed and prepared to accept the Antichrist or not. So in Christianity, even within the Orthodox Church, you've got the Orthodox Church of Russia, which is very strong against the Antichrist agenda. They recognize what's happening, and they're fighting against it in cooperation with and you know, giving advice to the Russian government. Now, what they're going to claim is that that makes the church invalid because they're going to say it's a arm of the Russian government, and so they're going to try to destroy it because it's not going along with the Antichrist program. So you have a breakaway in the Ukraine. That church clearly is going along with the Antichrist program. You've got the Pope of the Catholic Church cooperating with and helping to contribute and build up the Abrahamic faith temples in, you know, Dubai and Saudi Arabia, who is, you know, very much preparing their constituency as well, their congregations as well, to accept the Antichrist One World agenda. You got a lot of Protestant denominations in America fully on board with the merging, and they already see, you know, things like Judaism as not even distinct from Christianity. It's basically the same, but maybe a little bit older, and the rules are a little different, but it's all the same. It's not all the same, but they want you to think it's all the same. And certain demographics or certain denominations are in line to accept the New World Order, and others aren't. And you can see which ones are good versus which ones are bad by which ones are under attack and which ones aren't. The Orthodox Church is very much under attack, and they're claiming that it's being used as a political weapon when really the opposite is true. And they're, you know, trying to break it apart piecemeal to have other Orthodox denominations willing to go along with the placed in power New World Order operative who's currently serving as the patriarch in Constantinople to act as a pseudo pope of the Orthodox religion, somehow having authority over the Moscow Church, even though it's not his. He doesn't have authority there, but by fiat and by sort of color of law activity, they are. So AtlanticCouncil.org, Russian Orthodox Church declares holy war against Ukraine and West. And you have this from OrthodoxTraditionalist.com. Impending false union of 2025, the heretical plans of Patriarch Bartholomew. And that's the Constantinople, Istanbul, whatever, patriarch. So Ukraine has banned the Russian Orthodox Church as another step towards a one world religion that should be, in full motion come 2025. That's going to be it for us, folks. 1 hour, Democrat National Catastrophe live, Infowars.com.
An Infowars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, 1 million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. But at the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.